Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And our friends from the Y are calling in today, and we are so excited. Amy Rowan is on the phone. I haven't chatted with you in a long time. Amy, so nice to chat with you. I know that you're the director of Camp Spring Lake, and also you have new duties at Camp St. Croix, the Day Croix camp over there. So I want to hear all about that on the air. How are things?
Things are great. We're down to 52 days until camp starts. So we're in our busy, busy, busy season, and I'm figuring out, like you said, what it's going to look like to run two camps. But I'm excited and overwhelmed and all of the things, just like probably lots of other people.
So explain the two different camps, because I think probably our listeners are very familiar with Camp Spring Lake. A lot of times Camp Spring Lake campers I know do go over to the camp. Is it Camp St. Croix, or how do you say it, and where's it located?
Camp St. Croix in Hudson, Wisconsin, so just over the river, our friends across the state lines here. I've been very lucky because our Spring Lake campers have taken the 30-35 minute bus ride over here to Camp St. Croix for various different camps over the years, so I'm a little bit familiar. We have we here at Camp St. Croix have a waterfront beach, and so they've been right on the St. Croix River, so they've been able to come over here in canoe and kayak and things like that. They've also come over quite a bit to ride our horses that we have over here and do the high ropes courses. So it's a really cool partnership over the last few years. Well, the last 8 years that I've been running Spring Lake. And so it's really fun to be able to come over here and now work at both camps and figure out how our Spring Lake campers can get the best of what the Y has to offer at all the different places that are local here to Camp St. Croix.
So do you think you're going to be doing more of a collaboration between the two camps?
I think so. I think we will have, like, for instance, if a Spring Lake camper signs up for horse camp, they'll get to do really all the fun things that Spring Lake has to offer. They'll get to play in our incredible forest. They'll get to work with our amazing staff. They'll get to do different camp games. They'll get to do tie-dye and everything like that. And then for half of their day, they'll hop on a bus over here to Camp St. Croix and get on the horses and learn how to be safer on horses and ride horses and all that jazz, and then come back to Spring Lake and go home to their community. So it's been a really cool partnership so far, and I think it's just going to get stronger here now that I'm at both places.
So tell me a little bit more about how camps work for the Y. I think our listeners would be very interested to know they don't have to sign up for all summer. They can pick and choose. How about if you tell us a little bit about how that works? And then as a parent, I'm asking how safe they are right now during COVID.
Especially right now in these COVID years, definitely. So campers can sign up for weeks at a time. So it's a day camp. They will come to camp, 9 to 4, 9 to 3:30, similar hours to school. And then they'll go home each night. So, and then they come back the next day. They sign up for weeks at a time. So a lot of times parents and families will pick, maybe 6 or so weeks over the entire summer where kids get to experience camp and have tons of fun. And it's still fun. So they get to pick different things. So maybe they'll sign up for horse camp 1 week, or dragon fairy princess camp, or theater camp, or archery camp. And so each of those specialty camps has a little theme with it. So for a couple hours every day, they're doing whatever that theme is. So for Dragon Fairy Princess Camp, instead of having a cookout at the end of the week, they might have a tea party. Or Pirate Camp is going to play Save Our Ships, maybe, instead of tag or something like that. So they'll get to do that kind of stuff. And as for the safety piece, we were very lucky last year because we did have camp last summer. The YMCA made the tough choice to not run our overnight camps, but all of our day camps ran. And it was my most challenging summer, definitely, but I was so happy to be able to provide programming for not only our campers that needed, and it's their summer home, but also for our staff that also needed an outlet. And the things that we did to keep campers and staff safe were we would be masked inside. So anytime anybody came into the building, they put their masks on. We did a lot more cleaning and sanitizing. And then we also ran our groups kind of like family units. So the 10 or so kids that were in each group were like a little family unit. And then each of those groups stayed away from any other group, so that if we had the unfortunate circumstance of having someone who was exposed to COVID, it would only affect those 9 or 10 kids and the staff instead of, you know, however many kids would come in contact in a kind of an irregular summer.
So don't you think this year people will be more used to some of those protocols and it should be a little easier to enforce?
Absolutely. 100% I think so. When we started camp last year, we were living in this world for a couple months and the kids hadn't even been back to school yet. So it was really hard. We had a lot more like mental health challenges and a lot more anxiety that we dealt with, parents, families, but also our campers. And I think it's just the norm. We're at the point now where this is the world we've lived in for a year or better, and we are used to doing these things. So I'm very hopeful for this summer. I'm very glad that we're going to safely run, and we all need it. We all need a little sense of normalcy, to be honest.
So you mentioned that your camps typically run from 9:30 to 4 or something like that. What if you needed a little bit of extra extended childcare on either side? Can you help us out with that?
Yeah, definitely. Last year, because we were only living in this world for however many months at the time, we weren't able to figure out how to run before and after care because there's a lot of logistics involved in that. So, you know, our campers that are there for the week would interact with kiddos that were in other YMCA programs, and we just couldn't make that happen. So this year we were able to figure out how to safely ride the bus and safely be in a separate area. So we will be able to offer before and aftercare from about 7 a.m. until camp starts. And then in the afternoon, the kids will get back from camp somewhere between 3:30 and 4:30 to their various sites. And we'd have care available until 5:30 or 6, depending on the location. So families have kind of extended work days further than what camp has to offer, then we would have that before and after care available.
That is really great for families. And I just have to say, thinking back to our fond memories of camp at Camp Spring Lake, it really was something that we looked forward to. I know the kids did, and I know I did, to give them something concrete and really meaningful to do. And so I know when that catalog came out or when things were posted online, we really took our time to go through and look and see what was going to work for the kids time-wise and also what their interests are. Tell us about some of the new camps that you have coming up.
Yeah, so we added a really cool new thing that I think it's going to be awesome. It's called Pioneering Camp. And so those of us from Hastings of a certain age remember going to Eagle Bluff when we were in eighth grade. And it's pioneering to me feels a lot like Eagle Bluff. We're learning how to cook over a fire and we're learning how to cut wood and do hatchet throwing and things like that. So things talking about what pioneers did in the state of Minnesota and Wisconsin and how what that would look like today and things like that. So I'm really excited for Pioneering Camp. We're also going to have that as a program area at camp. So most campers that come to Spring Lake for the week will be able to do some sort of pioneering activity during their camp week. I think that's going to be really cool. But I'm kind of a dork, so I don't know. Hopefully the kids make it cool too. We will also have a new camp. We added in a STEAM camp recently, so a STEM camp with the arts piece in it. So they'll do science, technology, engineering, arts, and math during their week. And we have 3D pens and different robots and things like that they'll be able to play with and learn from. We have a cool one for the littles called Fish, Frogs, and Forts Camp. So we're going to be making our own fishing poles and trying out fishing. And hopefully we'll be able to find some frogs at Spring Lake or Lake Rebecca where we can canoeing and things like that. So we have a teen outdoor adventure. So our 7th through 9th grade campers will be able to come to Spring Lake. And that is really kind of like a choose your own adventure situation. So we'll have different options each day that the group will decide on Monday what they're wanting to do for their adventures for the week. So they might go canoeing at Lake Rebecca. They might take our bikes on the bike paths out at Spring Lake. They might walk down the road to the public archery range that's just down from camp. It's kind of in the team's hands to decide what they'd like to do.
Amy, tell me a little bit more, too, about that age group. Can they also learn to become counselors, and how does that work?
Yeah, we have a leaders in training camp. So that's a two-week program. The first week they come, they kind of learn how to be leaders. So they have we have a counselor who is a team leadership counselor. So they'll really work on leadership development and how to be a counselor, really, is what they're looking for. And then the second week at camp, they're a junior counselor. So they're placed with a camp group, and they get to test out being a counselor. It, a lot of times, our staff that come from LITs and junior counselors come and decide they want to work at camp once they turn 18. So it's really fun. This will be the 10th year that Camp Spring Lake is around, actually. And so we're really starting to see our campers that have grown up at Spring Lake starting to step into that leadership role and wanting to become counselors. That's been a really fun thing to see.
So is that what's called the junior counselor program, or is that something different?
No, so we have leaders in training, and those guys are 7th through 9th graders. So they would sign up for that two-week program, and they'd be an LIT the first week, and they'd be a junior counselor the second week. You are aged out of camp. If you are 10th through 12th grade, I guess, you could sign up to be a junior counselor. And what that looks like is you can volunteer for up to 4 weeks, and you are placed with a senior counselor, with a staff member. And again, you just get that feel of, yes, this is definitely something I want to do when I turn 18, or on the flip side, maybe like this is not for me. It kind of depends, of course.
Amy, what else is going on at the Y?
I know we have a summer sports program that's going to be happening. Summer sports camp happens. And then we, as always, we have like our track and field stuff. Our pool has recently opened back up to a higher capacity too. So there'll be swimming lessons happening, and they can reach out to the aquatics department for that. We will also, I believe, have a summer power program that we've had in the past that runs out of Hastings. There should be details up on the Facebook page or the website soon about what that's going to look like.
And what exactly is summer power?
Summer power is very similar to like a daycare situation. The big difference is that for summer power, you can sign up. So families only need care like Tuesdays and Thursdays or something like that. You can sign up for however many days a week you want. And it's kind of more themed, like they'll do activities out like at the Y. It's based at the Y. Whereas camp, you sign up for the week and you do, you sign up for a certain camp and you're outside all day. Summer power is a little bit more inside based and maybe field trip based.
So as far as your two camps, Amy, what are the differences between them? Do you specialize in certain things? You mentioned canoeing and some water things at the Camp St. Croix. And then you also have horses there. So yeah. What are the two differences?
The difference between Spring Lake and Daycroix really are the size and the scope. So Camp St. Croix over here in Hudson, where day camp is located on part of the St. Croix property, is Camp St. Croix started in like 1909 or something. So it's a very established camp, and it's grown over the 100 plus years that it's been around. So there are, you know, we have a herd of horses. We have about 52 horses. And we have a waterfront, and we have like high ropes courses. At Spring Lake, it's a camp that's made for campers who are more comfortable with smaller groups and staying in the woods. At St. Croix, we don't really have woods so much, but at Spring Lake, we definitely are in the forest most of their day.
And was it last year that Camp St. Croix rented out their cabins?
Yeah. Yep. There is, it's called Family Campus. And so during the COVID year, they had all of these cabins, yeah, that were not being used by our overnight campers. And so they opened it up to Family Campus. So families could come and stay in the cabins and, yeah, just hang out at camp and do things in their family unit, which was a super creative way to utilize the property when we couldn't use it for overnight camp.
Absolutely. And I know that they were pretty darn full.
Yeah, it was a very popular thing. So that's really good for them. I'm sure that it's something that'll continue in the off season once fall, winter, spring come next year. I think it's definitely something that they'll continue to do, because a lot of alumni, a lot of camper families really just love to be here, and it's super cool.
I think you're super cool, Amy Rowan.
Thanks, Mel. I think you're super cool too.
Amy, thank you for all that you do, and congratulations on your new promotion of overseeing not one, but two camps. What the heck? Amy Rowan is, of course, with the YMCA. And Amy, what's a good website for people to learn more about what we just talked about?
You can go to ymcanorth.org, and then you can search for whatever you are interested in. If you want to search for Camp St. Croix or Camp Spring Lake or whatever your heart desires, you can check it out on the website.
We love that. Amy, thank you so much. Happy spring, happy summer. I know it's going to be a great year for you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.